Chris Brown, city engineer with Fayetteville, says that as part of the 2006 highway bill, the city received about a $10 million federal earmark to make improvements to the Fulbright Expressway near the junction with Highway 71B.
To provide better access and better traffic flow in and around the expressway to help out with ingress and egress to get to the shopping area and to the medical park. And as we were studying, making decisions about how to best spend the $10 million was this particular four-way stop in this intersection.
He's referring to the four-way stop at the intersection of Futrell, North Hills in the Fulbright Expressway. Based on the type of traffic there, they settled on a roundabout. There's a lot of traffic coming off of the highway, and a red light would cause stacking up on the highway due to the short distance between the highway and Futrell Drive. A roundabout is ideal because cars don't stop, ever. If you've traveled to England, or even just driven in Rogers, that city installed a roundabout in 2008, then you've seen a roundabout. It's a large circle in the middle of the road, generally at an intersection of at least two roadways. In the 1950s, roundabouts were high speed and huge, hundreds of feet in diameter. The one this city is building is a modern roundabout.
What modern roundabouts are designed to be is slower speeds. The center circle is usually much smaller. Ours is about 90 feet in diameter, so it's a pretty tight circle. So they're designed to be slow speeds. You yield when you come to the roundabout, so there will be a yield sign at all the points where you enter. And you yield to the traffic in the circle. So they're a little bit different than those. They're really much safer than the older style roundabouts.
A modern roundabout is also safer than a traditional four-way intersection.
The reason is that all your turns, all your conflicts at the roundabout, you're making right turns always, and you're not turning left to cross traffic. And so any accidents usually that you see in roundabouts will be side swipes or some kind of angle collision as opposed to a right angle, which you see more at typical intersections.
And everyone is moving in the same direction. Chris says there are other advantages over a red light. With a typical signal, you may be the only one on the road, but if you have a red light or a stop sign, you have to stop. With a roundabout, you don't.
And they handle traffic and keep it moving, so you don't have a lot of idling, stop and go, again, under any traffic scenario, whether you're there during rush hour or whether you're there at midnight, you can usually flow through smoothly without having to stop and wait.
The City of Rogers installed one in 2008, near Champions Drive in the Pinnacle Hills Promenade exit of 540. Lance Jobe, city engineer with Rogers, says roundabouts are also useful in the event of a power outage. Traffic continues to flow. He says that they are also aesthetically pleasing. Landscaping can be done in the center of the circle. The city has plans to install other roundabouts at Montanay, the Sports Park, and Veterans Park. Lance describes the landscaping that will be placed at one of these locations.
Definitely the one on Veterans. It's going to have a very nice Veterans Memorial in it. Where I believe we have our mobile artillery piece that will be placed in the center there, along with the names of Rogers veterans who've died in service. And it's going to be a very nice memorial in that one. The one at the Regional Sports Park will just have some nice landscaping and stuff like that. And they will look very nice, I think.
Back in Fayetteville, Chris Brown says that he has been asked why putting a circle in the road costs so much. His answer is that it's much more than just constructing the circle.
Because we're working on, we have to work on the ramps all the way up on the highway. We're widening Futrell all the way to Gregg. And, you know, then just constructing the roundabout and all the lane reconfigurations. It did, you know, it's about a $1.7 million construction project. But I think in looking at all of the things that it's doing and all the traffic movements that's going to help, it's really money well spent.
Construction began at the beginning of June and will continue for the next few months. Drivers can expect some deviations from what they're used to. Chris says that because the roundabout is a little bit south of the current intersection, the four-way stop remains intact. What they've done is to close the west side of North Hills, the southbound side, making the other side two-way traffic.
If you want to go south towards the hospital from Fulbright, You have to sort of jog over and use the east side of North Hills. That'll remain closed until we can get that half of the roundabout constructed. We'll then shift traffic, run them through the roundabout, and build the other half. We end up having about 5 different phases of traffic control, so we'll have to move the traffic. As we build one phase, we move the traffic and shift it around. So I think everybody needs to be prepared for something different almost every time they go out there.
Around Wilson Park, there are some landscaped rotaries, though much smaller than what's being constructed to their north. According to Chris Brown, these aren't roundabouts at all.
We call them landscape islands, circular landscape islands. Their function really is for a traffic calming. It's kind of an alternative to a speed table.
He says that traffic calming measures can either be vertical deflection, something you go over, or horizontal, something you go around, thus slowing down traffic.
My opinion is that those are much less annoying than the speed tables can be.
Yeah, I like that way better.
Yeah, and if you can get people to slow down without really recognizing that that's what that function is, then to me that's the best of both worlds. You're slowing traffic down, but you're not really, in their face about it. So,
toward the end of the summer, another construction project is expected to begin as part of the highway bill, a flyover connecting 71B to the Fulbright Expressway, eliminating the need for a U-turn for northbound travelers at Joyce Boulevard, and making the Target and Walmart shopping centers easier to access. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.